the final set of topics in the course, which I say will be intermixed with a lot of the previous material, are various algorithmic nuggets which will be built into applications. So ordinary differential equations will be looked at in the context of embodied problems, motion of particles interacting by gravity or electromagnetic or other forces. We will not only do the order n squared, which will be our first algorithm we'll look at, but also later on we'll look at the so-called fast multiple order n method. We will use numerical integration as a simple example of various parallel computing ideas. We'll have some discussion of floating point arithmetic and the associated matrix issues, linear algebra. Monte Carlo methods will include a discussion of parallel random numbers. Matrices are done from two points of view. There's the so-called full matrix algebra, which is used in computational chemistry and computational electromagnetism and various other areas, but the most important matrix formulations are so-called sparse matrices, which is what you get in partial differential equations when you discretize them. Here are very important application areas, computational fluid dynamics, but there are many, many others. We will look at several different, solution techniques for PDEs, partial differential equations, not the most complex, such as multigrid and domain decomposition, but rather the simpler ones, Gauss-Seidel, conjugate gradient, and we'll look at both finite difference and finite element methods.